The 69th annual Rodeo of the Ozarks kicks off today, and events are scheduled at Parsons Stadium in Springdale through Saturday. Honored by the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association as one of the top five large outdoor rodeos of 2012, this year's event will feature about 500 contestants and professional athletes competing in tie-down roping, steer wrestling, barrel racing, saddle bronc riding, and, of course, bull riding. Athletes are traveling from around the country to participate, but where does all of that livestock come from? Aside from the sheep, which Rodeo of the Ozarks personnel provide for the Mutton Bustin' event, this year's livestock is provided by Smith Pro Rodeos from Athens, Texas. Cody Kidd is the contracting firm's general manager.
As a contracting firm, we come in, the committee or the Rodeo of the Ozarks hires us to provide the rodeo stock for the rodeo. And so we bring in all the calves, all the steers, the bulls, the horses, the riding, some of the riding horses. So basically everything that it takes to put on the rodeo, we actually bring to town.
Kidd says in addition to livestock, the company also provides production equipment, pyrotechnics, chutes for the animals, and other things you need to put on a rodeo. When it comes to the livestock, Kidd estimates they brought 40 to 50 horses, 60 to 65 bulls, and more than 100 steers to Parsons Stadium. He says most of the bulls they have are part of a born-to-buck program, meaning they breed and raise the bulls themselves on their Texas ranch. Kidd says the bulls you'll see at the Rodeo of the Ozarks are 3 to 4 years old and weigh about 2,000 pounds. He says while they do raise these bulls, they do not have to teach them to buck.
That's the cool thing about it. A lot of people think that we make these animals buck with certain flanks or apparatuses, and it's not true. I mean, these things they're bred to buck. It's just like if you're bred to be a school teacher, your mom or your dad might have been a school teacher, and then all of a sudden you take a liking to it, so you're a school teacher. Just like the bull industry, it's gotten to where anybody can be a bull breeder now, because if you have a couple acres or 20 acres or whatever, if you're able to raise a bull and take him some places to go buck, then he might be a bucking bull. And there's some that don't pan out, but most of them are, it's all bred in them to be able to buck. Like the four bulls that you're seeing here, these are all, I say calves at one time, they're all out of a bull called Thornberry. And Thornberry has produced probably over 120 something bulls for us. So what he's doing and breeding to some cows that we have at home, we're able to breed this type of stock for them to go ahead and buck.
Just as the bulls are different colors and sizes, each one also poses varying degrees of difficulties for riders, which Kidd says they have to consider when deciding which bulls to take to different rodeos.
There's a lot of different variations, and one that bucks or turns back to the right or turns back to the left, or one that might be just an easy rider to a bull that's real rank, that's in on pro bull stats, that throws majority of his cowboys off. And those guys know there's a deal, what we call a draw, and every cowboy enters up in the rodeo, and then all of a sudden their name goes in. We put a set of bulls in there and a set of guys in there, and a computer draws their animal for them. So before they show up to the rodeo, they know what bull they have. So they call around and find out if that bull is actually, if he turned back to the right out of the chute, if he's just real rank or whatever. But you try to even the pin out to where the same group of guys, say 10 guys or 20 guys a night, which you'll see here, if those 20 guys have an even shot. You wouldn't want to put a bull in there that's real easy to ride versus one that's real rank, just because it wouldn't be even. So that's what, you have to, there is different calibers of bulls that we have to match up.
So once a rodeo cowboy knows which bull they're riding, Kidd says they can look up their stats at probullstats.com.
Each bull, just like your last name or your first or last name, they have a number. Like that bull 843, for instance, the Brindle bull there, the second one, he has his brand is 843. So you can go to Pro Bull Stats and type in 843, and that bull should show up on Pro Bull Stats. And every time that bull's been bucked, they see how many seconds he's been rode, who had him, where was he bucked at. So yeah, it's just like baseball, for instance. There's statistics and stats on every animal that we have, even with the time event cattle. like that steer right there has an ear tag in his ear. We know every time that steer's been ran, where he's been ran, who ran him, and how fast they were. So that's where you're able to sort out on time event cattle versus bucking stock. It's the same thing, but just in different forms. You've got the time event end to where if a steer starts getting slower and slower and slower, well, you eventually have to cull that steer because he's not keeping pace with the other ones. Just like in the bulls, you get one out there that's started off real good and he's starting to slow down, he's starting not to buck as hard, then you move him into different caliber. So there's guys out there in statistics that keep up with that every day.
In order for the bulls, steers, and horses to be ready for competition, they have to be well fed. Rodeo of the Ozarks provides hay, and then Kids Company figures out how much feed to bring based on how much livestock they haul to the rodeo.
We go to our local feed store here, and we actually buy grain. They get grain in the morning and then hay in the evening. These animals are just like, you've got animals in here that run anywhere from, say, a roping steer that might run $550 a piece to a bucking bull that might be $30,000. So you tend to take care of a $30,000 or a $700 steer the same way you would anything else. And these animals are getting ready to go on the road. They're getting ready for a full summer, a full July of traveling. So their condition is very important to us. We kind of pride ourselves and make sure they get the best nutrition and feed wherever we go. Always clean water. We always sometimes mix electrolytes in there just to try to get them through the heat, but it's been good here in Springdale because the weather's been so good. But other than that, they're just like a pro athlete. They've got a job to do. They train. You think we're crazy, but bulls actually got a mental preparation of knowing how much they need to eat, how much hay they got to have to be able to go out and perform. And that's our job, just to provide it for them.
To help care for the animal's medical needs, each rodeo has a vet on site. Kidd says that's a rule in the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association. He also says the crew he travels with always includes a livestock superintendent.
His job is every day and all day is basically he checks on our livestock for us. So yeah, the morning, noon, afternoon, all hours of the night or whatever he thinks something's not going right, then he makes the proper decision for the health of the animal to best get the result out of it. So yeah, he's on staff. He's a paid employee, and he drives with us, and he goes with us everywhere.
This month, everywhere means heading west. After spending a day back in Texas, Kidd and his crew will haul livestock to Gunnison, Colorado, Ogden, Utah, and then Cheyenne, Wyoming, the site of the Cheyenne Frontier Days. According to the event's webpage, it's the world's largest outdoor rodeo and western celebration. Kidd says it's the second year his company has been contracted for that rodeo. Following that engagement, he says they'll head back to Colorado before heading home to rest for about a month. During their travels, the company leases land with local landowners, so the livestock can have pastures to graze on from time to time.
Everything that we do, as far as animal rights and everything that we do, we try to provide the best quality for an animal that you would want to provide for yourself. And normally there's, we travel with about 10 guys. And so nothing kind of goes overlooked.
The 69th annual Rodeo of the Ozarks begins today and runs through Saturday at Parsons Stadium in Springdale. More information is available at rodeooftheozarks.org.